We're in Pins. It's the first of our In Their Shoes show. And on this one, we've got Dan Austin, who will be taking on the challenge of Newcastle United. We've got John Gibbons, who will be taking on the challenge of Chelsea. We've got Phil Blundell, who will be taking on the challenge of Coventry. But we're going to start off with Tezosi Mokhulwa, who's going to be taking on the challenge of Aston Villa. And it's a more complicated challenge than you might have imagined. So I'll pass over to Tezza, give this microphone back to John, and you can see what it is that Tezza's going to do, and then ask him a couple of questions.
Yeah, good evening. Thank you for the opportunity to Aston Villa, for allowing me to insert myself as head of football recruitment. Along the committee, they actually hired Roberto Alabi, who's only been there since last September, for 9 months. So I couldn't have full control, but I did my best. we also got Ben Hackney is also head of scouting operations, and Damien Vidagani is the director of football operations. So I slot there underneath them as part of the new recruitment team. Trying
I like to
help.
Think you've actually added these people on LinkedIn and have. I've sent you stuff over to him. What do you think, boys?
I mean, they've got it. Yeah, he probably works here.
I think I've seen him. I think he's down the end, that corridor at the end in the corner. Yeah.
I think he's a bell.
I don't recognise him, but I think I know the name.
He's been in an email chain.
My CV is actually attached to the bottom of this. Yeah, just to start because as Phil rightly said, Aston Villa, even though they have, you know, won the Europa League and got into the Champions League, there is a bit of financial juggling that has to be done. They've had a bloated wage bill, had to kind of restructure because they are bottom in terms of the top six in terms of revenue. So back-to-back Champions League qualifications, kind of the remit we've set for Unai Emery through the league. And if we can qualify for the Champions League through the group stages, that will help a lot. Financial rules as well, changing to squad cost ratio. So we've had to be really, really, really careful with some of the players ins and outs. But I'm going to start with the outs. And the first one, which everyone's probably going to be asking me, all the fans have been sending me messages, is about Morgan Rogers. And we've unfortunately had to put him up for sale, I think. It's the right time for him to go.
Chelsea are ready to talk.
Chelsea are ready to talk. They are indeed. But the thing is, Middlesbrough actually have a 20% sell-on value clause.